Greetings, ACAC family. This is Pastor George, pinch hitting for Pastor Rock. Well, this week we find ourselves in 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles, including the up and down adventures of King Asa found in 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16. Now, like Solomon, Asa started out extremely well. Upon taking over the throne from his father, he did what was pleasing in the sight of the Lord by directing much-needed religious reforms in Judah. In fact, he dismantled and destroyed all signs of idol worship that severely plagued his father's rule. Asa even led the people in making a covenant to seek the Lord with all of their heart and soul. And as a result, God protected them by giving them rest from their enemies. However, like Solomon, over time, a period of roughly 26 years, Asa's steadfast and determined allegiance to the Lord began to fade and erode until there appeared to be little left, if anything at all. A reminder that it doesn't matter how well you begin, what matters is how well you finish. And Asa didn't finish well in spite of God's supernatural peace, protection, and provision. And this is precisely the transforming principle I want to highlight today. And it's best introduced simply by reading 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. In other words, part of the equation in our faith journey is to remain faithful and loyal to God over the long haul, and persevere in our allegiance and loyalty to Him until the end of our days here on earth. And as we do, He promises to supernaturally strengthen us for the journey. Now, the writer of Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 6, put it this way, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." So we see the same principle that applied to Asa and the people of Judah applies to us as well. Because God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God strengthens those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. That's because following Jesus was never meant to be a passive activity. Because if we're not actively following and seeking Him, then we'll continue to fall behind, and the distance between Him and us will grow larger over time. That's exactly what happened to King Asa. Peter said in chapter 1 of his second epistle, "Make every effort to add to your faith." And then in verse 10, he follows it up with, "Work hard to prove that you are really among those God has called and chosen." And the point is, growing our faith takes effort and hard work. And if we want to end well, we've got to get after it and pursue God with all of our heart and soul as long as we're here. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus described the pursuit of His kingdom this way. "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all that he had and bought that field." In other words, abandon anything and everything that gets in the way of pursuing the kingdom of God first and growing your love relationship with Him. Like the man who sold everything he had in order to gain the kingdom, do whatever it takes in your life to remove any obstacles or barriers that are preventing intimacy with Him. As Pastor Rock said last Sunday, if you aren't growing in your faith, then you're regressing, whether you realize it or not, because faith is never static. It needs to be nurtured and watered and fed and valued above all else in your life. Asa failed to do that, and as a result, he slowly lost track of what was truly important in his life. The truth is, growing our love relationship with God takes consistent, intentional effort. It's like any other relationship you want to develop. Our faith in Jesus, it's not a hobby that we can pick up and work on every now and then and expect it to grow. It doesn't work that way. A man reaps what he sows, and this is no different. And we must also remain alert, something else King Asa failed to do. Because the world, our flesh, and the devil offer many distractions that do their best to lure our attention away from God and convince us that what they offer us is better than what God offers. But we must resist those overtures with the help of God's Spirit in us. And the one way we can do that is by spending time with Him and actively seeking Him. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And the only way I know to do that, to draw near to God, is to actively do it. And the more time you spend with Him, the better. Time in His Word, and in prayer, and fasting, and listening for His voice, and obeying His commands, and serving, and worshiping, and loving Him with all of your heart, and loving others, and sharing your faith with lost people. The Lord strengthens the hearts of those who are fully committed to Him. So ask yourself, am I fully committed to Him? And if not, do I want to be? And if so, you'll likely have to make some life changes. The choice is yours. This is Pastor George. Have a great day.